Hi, it's your boy Harry Jackson Twitch here, and I'm your host and Random Nigerian Youth. I'm here with another banger episode. Yes, it's a new year, and aka we're supposed to have done a lot of things this new year. Basically, you know, try to be better, come up with new goals, new mantras for the year and all of that. And while that is amazing, I decided to do different. I decided to take a break, reflect, project, and enjoy the results that has been last year. Last year was an amazing year for me. It was a year that the Lord has made. So basically, went through all the motions, heartbreak, depression, failure, make it or break it kind of year. And it was an amazing one. Like, it was a really, really dope one, seriously. But I'm here telling you that at the end of the day, I came out really looking great, you know. And I just want to say, thank God for last year. So it's 2022 again. And people be like, yeah, what's up? What are the things you want for the year? And what do you want to do differently? What do you want to be differently? What are the goals? What are the plans? Like, I'm like, I'm not even recovered from last year yet. I think last year is still the same thing. I want to grow a lot more this year. I want to talk a lot more. I want to approach things differently. I want to, you know, view life with an open mindset and all of that. And really, I think I want to get to the point where I'm very, very, very curious about life. And I just want to live life. And it's not just the stories. It's not just the effects. It's not just the change, the mantra of a new year, new me, and all of that. It's the consistency and growth, you know, the ability to transform and transcend your reality in your current state of mind and do something amazing with what God has given us, which is our ability to create possibilities out of impossibilities. I mean, and who would have thought Facebook would be a thing right now? Who would have thought Spotify would be a thing? Who would have thought Anchor would give me the opportunity to actually speak and, you know, consistently, you know, give value, although I'm not really as consistent as I want to be, because, you know, trying to juggle a lot of things at the same time, record an episode. This shouldn't be a hobby. This should be actually something I do deliberately, because the words I speak here are transforming lives in an awesome way. And really, I didn't think I was going to be doing this consistently, but I think I want to make a vow to myself to do it a lot more, to not just think about myself and not just, you know, put myself in the driver's seat sometimes and do it for the vibes and chills, and at the same time be able to consistently in every day of my life speak the word. Yeah, so 2022 rather, it's an amazing one. It's a, what do you want to achieve kind of year? What do you want to do with yourself? What do you want to do with so much potential and so much possibility out there? Like, I tell people, the shifts that we all have all been waiting for is here. That shift that would propel us to the next phase of our lives. Sorry about that. The shift that will propel us to the next phase of our lives. That shift that's going to consistently and constantly, you know, change the next 10 years of our lives. This is a momentum. This year is a massive year. It's not like the regular. It's beautiful, really. I mean, this is a time to actually fall in love with whatever you're doing, consistently grow, consistently thrive and be better. Be a better person, be a better version of yourself. I'm supposed to be ranting, heck. But at the same time, I'm trying to hold myself back, not to be so emotionally, you know, invested in the episode, but at the same time, not really make sense. Come on, English can fail us sometimes, though, but you know how it is. So yeah, I want to give a shout out to everybody that has been constantly coming back to listen and everybody that has been consistent here, right? It's massive, right? Like, I never even thought I was going to be here right now. Like, I thought I'd probably be somewhere different, like, somewhere, nowhere here. But I'm here because I love all of you. I love everybody listening. I love everybody coming back. Everybody Everybody's showing so much love in the DMs. I know I'm not really responsive, but I love everybody. You know, it's because of we're going somewhere. It's because I believe so much in what you have on the inside. That's why I'm here ranting. You know, this podcast channel started over a heartbreak. Crazy enough, it was over a heartbreak, and I came out. I was looking for an outlet, and I know I had the ability to talk. I know I have a great voice. I heard that a lot. So, but I decided to do something different. I decided to find a channel. So I don't know what you're going through at this point in your life. I don't know how you feel. I don't know what you're, I mean, we could, it's a new year. So it's okay to be lost. It's okay not to have everything figured out. It's okay not to know what you want to do. It's okay not to even want to do anything. You're fine. You're normal. You're totally normal. I mean, for the first 2-3 weeks of the year, and I didn't even have it, what I wanted to do figured out. I knew what I wanted to do, not for the year, but for the next 5 years. I think I left setting yearly goals, to, you know, setting those. I started playing the long game because we get too boxed up in playing the short game that we actually lose out of the long run. So I got so much invested in the long game, I lose sight of the short game, like the day-to-day, your dailies and all of that. I just know that this is what I wanted to do, and I went about trying to get it sorted out, right? And this is me here now saying that, yeah, I did it. Like, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm normal, right? Like, all of us, we are all normal. We're good. We don't have to be, I don't know, feeling like we lost that part of us, or we're not normal, or we're weird or something. But I know you get what I'm trying to say, right? Sorry, if it feels like I'm going around in circles saying a whole lot of things. English fails me on these days. On days where I'm super emotional and I'm like, yeah, come on, let's do this. Let's do this. So major for me is the fact that I want to inspire you to wake up tomorrow feeling like you are the creator of your own universe. So speak words into the reality that you want to see. Speak life into that who you want to be, that who you want to be. Speak life into who you want to be. Speak life. Like, literally, you control the narrative. Don't let the narrative control you. I know it can be weird. Like, you could wake up tomorrow not feeling like, I don't know, feeling not fulfilled. But really, it's not about not feeling fulfilled. It's actually about just doing stuff and really falling in love with the little things. It's about being grateful for waking up and breathing. It's for having a nearly accident and not being in the hospital. It's for falling in love. It's for the ability to clap your hands. It's for having your bath. It's for brushing your teeth. Is for those tiny moments. Fall in love with it. They matter, because this is the life that we have, really, and you only have one life. So really, fall in love daily. Love God with all that you got, because at the end of the day, that's what matters. It's not about you, really. It's about what you have on the inside, and about how you can go about using it to touch the lives of the people next to you. Really. Because at the end of the day, we are all the pencils in the hands of the creator. I know it sounds like, yeah, but it's the truth. Really. It's the truth. If you die today, that your life, how many people would you say you've touched with it? So yeah, it's Harry Jackson Tuichere and the host and rant of the Nigerian Youth. And I'm thankful and grateful that you listened to this episode of Rant of the Nigerian Youth. Hopefully we do this again, not so far off in the future. Keep on listening and keep on subscribing and keep on coming back, because I'm always going to pour my heart out and I'll do it the way I know how to do it best, by ranting. It might not make sense all the time. It might make sense. I'm just doing it afraid. I don't have it all figured out, but I'm doing it anyways. Do it. Fall in love. Do it. Do better. Do you. You have so much potential. I tell you this. You have so much potential. Stop seeing the tiny version of you. Enlarge your coast. Your mind is your gift. Not for you, but for the world, because we are called to create possibilities out of impossible situations. Create your narrative and do good, because at the end of the day, you only live once. And I love you. Take care and enjoy. Talk to you later, and thank you for subscribing.